Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boy to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you fuck to defy a Chuck Nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit to clucking. You're stucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Thank you. question is, are you running the panties? Jeans in my blood, my mama wanted to hand me. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to starve. Big nigga in every city, of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the Chief, my leap, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas is real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. The time you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention Reese and Tim. Or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the ladies took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn words. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American freak. Let's go. Heavy statement, count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead I take advantage, look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And in 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. Coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. $50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that show law.
No matter what we face, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down, just like some shell fish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth.
Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high. Cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head to start. Another one is pointed at your weak-ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G, or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your heel now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save ya. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip-hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth.
Every day I'm on task, plus I'm no last. I'm CMO reason for me to proceed with Steven. Scheme on them, seeming and leave that beast breathing. Cause ain't no fucking stack got nothing to lose. It's just me against the world, baby. With all the sex and stressing, the question I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest through this depression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asking questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep your essence of power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches, in a position to making a difference. Politicians and hypocrites, they don't want to listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the world.
History, take history, and take. So you're right. Right on, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Primo, okay, you okay? Okay, right on, Conrad. We on deck. That's what it is. So you're right. All right, y'all. We coming on Intellectual Radio on YouTube. We on. We should be live in Direct Mission. Give me a hit. Give me a. I think we live over here on Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube. I think we coming on Instagram. I think we are live and direct on Facebook. So you're right, y'all. Here's up, eyes on the fifth clinch. Y'all know who this is, how we do this. Welcome to another episode of Free 'Em All Radio. Right here, you know what I'm saying? Intellectual Radio. You go to call in numbers 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. Press 1 to get in. Also, you can hit 708-223-8953. I ain't got my pen on my paper. I know I got to grab some notes today because it's going to be moving and grooving, y'all. Weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady Rays. Let's get locked and loaded, that's y'all, again. Make history, take history, tape history. That's what it is, right on. All right, y'all. I know I need my pen and paper. Bear with me. Better yet, we say Cub with us. Cub with us. As opposed to bear with me, Cub with us. Oh, man. Family in the building, I see this really is. All right, Cubs. No, right on, right on. Yes, indeed. All right, this we need to do. We got a number of things to address. Whew, I got to do a drop for this memorial for Howard Morgan. I got to do this. And let me, okay. PSAs, people service announcements. Let's get them out the way. Okay, PSAs, people service announcements. Volume is kind of low. Somebody saying volume kind of low. Okay. Let me know how the volume is. Okay. I mean, my volume is good. PSA, people calling in, cause we got a lot to address. People service announcements. Other things, we're going to start, I told this young brother to call in to himself. I know it got caught up in translation. I'm explaining that too. One, sister, her son, I knew her, as a matter of fact, Both his parents I knew growing up. In fact, a couple of years ago, we was going to the, ironically, around this time, the annual Chairman Fred Hampton, trip down to Chairman Fred's grave, and his young brother, he got his CDLs, and we was always going to get him online to do it, but things didn't work out like, you know, so we planned them to. She reaching out to me again, and the young brother got hell of a track record, you know what I'm saying? That's something to say in this day and age, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, come, you know, I'm just I sympathize for the youth in particular in this day and age. I sympathize for the youth in particular in this day and age. You know, to stay on the right track, all that, you know. So this young brother, Amari's tracking the CDL, so I want to put a call out, put an APB out, and inbox me. I can't, forgive me, I can't remember his mother's Facebook name right now, but I want to make sure, put a call out. We're trying to get some employment for this young brother. If she online, she listen, text me, say something to me, on these outlets, more specifically, what we doing. This is Case. This young brother here, he got a CDL license, all that, you know, ready to roll. So any connects we got on that, make sure if y'all can't leave with the board, the contact, put the word out. We want to be able to exchange resources here. You know, I tell people a lot of times, I may not have this, or you may not have a connect with a lawyer, you may not have a connect with a job outlet, you may not have a connect with this. The deal is, like, you look at other communities, that whole thing of networking. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people say, how does Black Panther Party feed a minimum of 3,500 children a week? The free breakfast program, it's resources in the community. You know what I'm saying? So, again, that in regards to that CDL license, we need some contacts on that. Another young brother just approached me the other day. I was in Inglewood in my office. And he was telling me how, he approached me. He said, do you know where I am? He said, you live around here? I said, yeah. He said, how long have you been living around here? I said, probably longer than you've been alive. He said, 20 years old. Lo and behold, his mother was one of the, y'all know if y'all, how far y'all go back with the Panther Cubs, but years back, we had the Chairman Fred Street Dancers. So they had a whole dance group at the Bud Billiken Parade, you know, all that. And she was about 12, 13 years old then. And I said, damn, there's something to see her son. So he also contacted, he talked to me, but he got caught in translation. I told him to call the young brother, call in, so he'll probably call if you get a job, get some employment or some help. He texted me today, this ain't no slight on him, this how a lot of these youngsters, this how they hear things. He hit me, you said you had to get a job for me. And he wasn't planning on calling, listening to the radio, nothing. And this had a lot of, it's a meme going out. It's a meme on Facebook about, it says the children born in the 90s, and they got them, you know, carrying their mother's water to the car, you know, being helpful. They say those in 2000 got, you know, pouting, you know what I'm saying, on the phone, doing social media. And a lot of stuff, like, see, like you got the, it's like when it's the state, they do psychological profiles on us, they not only look at the background, they also control the background. So it's a whole different, you know what I'm saying, like it's a whole different dynamic, you know what I'm saying. Sorry for the meme of it. It's like the spoil privilege, you know. And I talked about at the movie Judas and Black Messiah. I said, I don't know if this generation could grasp the significance of a free breakfast program. They said, why you say that? I said, they massive. Call an Uber. You know what I'm saying? So this young brother, distinguish these two brothers now. You know what I'm saying? This other one I just met the other day, but this other, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no fight on him. Brothers and sisters are going to work it out. So, again, I'm seeking some point for two in particular. You know what I'm saying? So, the one with the CDL, is on the bone, going to keep him busy. You know what I'm saying? Keep him busy. So that's called a PSA. Oh, another PSA. They just had a funeral service for Howard Morgan. I want to get my numbers straight, too, how many times he was actually shot by the police. The railroad detectives kept what year this was. And it's sad to say, like, you know, a lot of these cases be dumb back to back. You can't recall the exact numbers. But, they just had a funeral service for him. It's after being shot 40-plus times, if not 45-plus times. Yeah, you can Google it. Yeah, Google it. 45-plus times. And insult to injury, he was arrested. He was locked up. Yeah, locked him up. And there's a long ways campaign, you know, some Black Panther Party clubs. We have Paul's on deck, and we can understand our voice was loud and clear. Justice for Howard Morgan, justice for them all. And when we take campaigns on, we don't do it just like I was talking to a brother the other day. He's calling from the camps, and I was saying, listen, give me whatever information you can, because we try to heighten, like, even whether it be the Free Fred campaign, whether it be campaign exposed to toxic waste in San Francisco, Hunters Point, whatever case. We attempt to heighten it, not to view it, take it on subjectively. You know what I'm saying? Like even the Hampton House, the same Hampton House, we heighten the contradiction. We brought out such contradictions how the former recorder D said this is the most predatory loan he had ever seen. You know what I'm saying? And it brought light to how many of our people, our grandparents in particular, were subjected to these predatory loans and these gangsters and banksters. You know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you know, taking the homes. And we talk about these campaigns. We want to do it objectively. We may have a symbolism out there, a poster child, a poster person, but the, you know what I'm saying, bring light to it in general. And so even with the Howard Morgan case, conscience were heightened about even the prosecutor, who's the district, the state's attorney working on that particular case, Gorman. And those who familiar with the name of Gorman, you know what I'm saying, one of the most powerfully connected families in the city of Chicago. In fact, it was Joe Machine Gun Gorman who got his moniker, got his nickname on December 4th, 1969, when he came in on the assassinations of Chairman Fred and Defense Counsel Amar Clark, and later was actually to be part of the elite team under the tenure of former Lieutenant of Area 2 and Area 3 Violent Crimes, Lieutenant John Burge, House of Screams, Mark Clemens, and a whole list of others who was tortured. And
Raymond. Grandma, I think we lost Chairman.
Are we still live on the air?
Yeah, we're still live. Let me see if he's going to come right back on in.
Okay. You want to do a musical, play a song or something until he comes back in?
Sure, let's go ahead and put on some Tupac.
Okay, that always works.
Good. I'm back on the blog talk about this. Okay, right on. Let me know if I'm sounding good on Instagram, because when the phone rings on Instagram, somebody give me heads on Instagram to see if they still got sound on Instagram. Oh, we're good. Right on. So you're right. Okay, let's pick. Okay, well, can we be rolling, y'all? What I was saying, I was talking about the long-range impact, you know what I'm saying, like the reverb effect. In other words, like in Vietnam, you know, not just I don't know if y'all remember the famous or infamous picture of the young girl in Vietnam, the Agent Orange, the chemicals that the U.S. had in Vietnam was a famous picture. In fact, the U.S. has said one of the biggest mistakes they made in regards to Vietnam was letting the press show images. And it's an image of a child. She's about 8 or 9 years old, and she's naked. You can see her skin being peeled off. And it's an update on her. I think she's about 50-something years old now. It's an update on her. But the chemicals, Agent Orange, they talk about later on, the children, the grandchildren, you know what I'm saying, have male children born sterile. In Haiti, the World Health Organization was doing these tests with these pigs, and then they get doing tests with the pigs, they put them in a certain community, and the male children were, born with breasts and different dynamics. A lot of times we have a reactionary assessment to the tax weighs upon us, but we must really struggle to put it in context. And that's difficult because Lots of them, they wipe us out. They wipe, you know what I'm saying? And they leave some of the runts laying around. You know what I'm saying? They say, okay, this will be your spokesperson. You know, it's a tactic that, you know, saying Genghis Khan, the Mongolians, when he went through China, you know, he picked up certain members of the Chinese community, he left certain individuals out there. So it's imperative that we really, you know, put this in, you know, in regards to the long range attacks, so we can start to recognize the importance of a protracted struggle. As Chairman Mao Zedong said, if I move a grain of sand and my son moves a grain of sand and my grandson, I'm going to paraphrase it, my grandson and my granddaughter moves a grain of sand, we can move mountains. So with that being said, there's some of the examples, and they talked about, the price we're paying to this day in regards to the crack cocaine, and to this day, the impact of children, you know what I'm saying, not ready for their parents, and the psychological impact, how a child sees it, you know what I'm saying, and this whole, a pro and a con about us is we adapt so well. We adapt so well. We say, okay, we're going to work it out. But a lot of times, the pain being us, we don't even see it. Like, I have to struggle myself. See, a lot of times, I pick my move, but it becomes toxic to hold us in. And a lot of times, you'll see us paying for it generations down the road. They say in regards to Howard Morgan, the 45 plus shots that did not murder them, the town, the county jail did not kill him. The loss of his wife, they said that's what really, that was a hard hit, H-A-R-D, H-E-A-R-T, hit, you know what I'm saying? And those are the hard hits that impacted them. They just had a funeral service 2 days ago, and work with me, Brother Kareem, you want to slice some of this up, you know, I know the video tribute that you're doing. If this does work, we'll follow up. That's another PSA. Trying to get some of this stuff out because the value things are personal as well as political. So I intended to also trying to envision a flyer for today. We got definitely going to give out. They had a trip today. Kim Morris. He's been on the show a number of times. Huh?
I was talking about the memorial for Bunchy Carter's niece.
Oh, yes, yes.
That was one in the Triple C's.
Yeah. Let's give a background to Kim Morris. Let's give a background.
Black
some of y'all may be familiar on social media. She stayed banned on Facebook a lot of times. They banned on Facebook a lot of times. So you may know on Facebook as Kim Morris, what other names you may have been known on Facebook, different names. But she's a phenomenal force. Her father's, Defense Defense, Bunchy Carter's older brother was her father. She always, you know, she would call for it. She's an honorary cub. I recall on the movie set, Judas and Black Messiah, we were going to use some, you know, I checked in. I said, we were going to use a poem by Mrs. Bunchy Carter. I checked with her. She, you know what I'm saying? She went through the protocol, checked the family, so we said it's a no-go. I forget what poem he was going to. It's a scene where the brother was playing Jake Winters in the hospital. He ended up reading Paul McKay's piece. But this is make sure y'all go look on our page. They had a memorial for her today. Ironically, her birthday is today. And beautiful sister. You know, always, you know, the importance of family. And her mother, since she did that lineage, and it's something that really, that, you know, I correlate, you know, when I talk about everything, the dynamics of structure, you know, a lot of times people say family in an abstract way. They talk about family in this cliche, is detached way from the politics. They talk about health in a way that's detached from the politics. The story she talked to, she would tell us, you know what I'm saying, and you can see the impact. You can see Devin Mills Defense Bunchy Carter. You can see the different dynamics, you know, saying his brothers and, you know, his family, his mother. And, you see the strength. And you can see differences and also respecting, you know, saying in the stands. And you can see who she was, who she is. I remember a situation in L.A. some years back. There was a contradiction. I forgot what this contradiction was in. It was in Gaza. But it was something with this young man from another community. And it was something in regards to the young lady, or the sister. This is the first day me and Kim had met. Harold Welton. Y'all go check his page out today. In fact, he probably got some update. I know you guys got some pictures and everything. I've been back and forth. I tried my best to get there. You know, some tickets $1,000 plus to get to L.A. And I found that on. Conrad Adam told me they got some sort of thing called American Summit going on. Again, everything political. This impact gas prices, plane prices, some big forum, and that's going on. And they say, you know, U.S., Brazil, and other forces called American Summit that's going on right there. And I was at Harold Welton. He said, "You know, we got it. We holding it down." I said, "No doubt about it." But this, back to this, we had met, and for those who don't know, who was assassinated January 17th, along with Deputy Minister of Education John Huggins on UCLA campus. This was his niece. This was she's a hell of a force. And something that stuck out when the sister, it was some gossiping going on, some other forces, and there was it was a coalition with different nationalities involved, and there was something going on, and you watch how the other sister, whether knowingly or not, you could see the lack of respect, and as she was talking, to different people, and it's something that's common now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, people talk about Chairman, you always want to blame. What about this? You always want to blame the white man or the government or the system. And we do. We do. Everything from you can look at different, the food we eat, the way we relate to each other, the way we don't relate to each other. It's due to imperialism. Field Marshal George Jackson said capitalism not only affects the economy, but it affects the psyche of the people. It not only affects the economy, but it affects the psyche of the people. And my first time seeing Kim, he's in L.A., downstream from Lemur Park. And I recall her saying to this young sister, "Wait a minute." She called it. Of this term I use, this political castration that was happening. This, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, and with the ruling class, they do, they give you these state's attorney's tactics. They get you called an absolute, "Oh, you want a woman to submit to a man?" Blah. I remember there was certain attempts to, usurp, upsurp, even regards, tactics, regards to the Panther Cubs. And if you ain't on with the policy, you get forced in the absolutes. In other words, they'll say, this about women leadership. We don't go for disrespect, whether it comes through men, women, whatever you call yourself. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you are. We don't. And so the deal is not to this. They're tapping to, I'll tell kids, I'll say, "Man, I ain't into the oversag and all the skin tight pants." You know what I'm saying? The state gets you in extremes. And Kim, she caught that. And she called that contradiction. And you watch even her assessments on dialogue and, just in the community and the impact and, the relate, how she, her father, her mother, the balance, you can see that, being related, and it has to be something to this. So, as opposed to these reactionary terms, a lot of people, you look back out, out of the heat of the battle, and you can listen to a lot of terms and songs. Like, if we still around 30 years from now, and they play these songs again that was a bit happening, you'll be like, damn. You look at this who was brought up as leadership, as spokesperson, and listen to the words, it was a, people romanticized the 60s, but there were certain terms people were saying, you know, act your age, not your color. Act your age, not your color. Age, not your color. I'm wearing my hair fried, dyed, laid to the side. As children, we're growing up, you know, you black, get back, brown, stick around, you white, you all right. These different dynamics. And how if you think back, even Monte, I remember hearing this term, you know what, because being oppressed is embarrassing, and you have a lot of times opposed to challenges or calling who's responsible for it. It was common for a lot of women to say, well, I'm the mother and the father. It has to make no biological, less long political logic sense to it. But how we and how this, you know, say the trick, the mic can balance itself for a minute. Mike can, as we say, fake the funk for a minute. But the dynamics of it, you believe me, you can see it. I've seen her, man, how she dealt with so man, her objectivity, how, you know, say her reference, and you know, she was phenomenal, Kim Moore.
Long live.
Long live. Long live. And, you know, hello, Force. Y'all, man, that's her picture. Go back and look at some of my old posts. They banned her a lot on Facebook. But check, Harold Watson, I'll show you some updates and pictures up there from the event today. Yes, indeed. Phenomenal, Sister Quavon. Now, I know we, you know, it was ups and downs. We heard good news. She's going to be all right, you know. You know, then she would even, you know, I mean, I come to L.A., you know, as she would go, she's going to do the seafood hookup, she's going to make the meal, so on and so forth. We look forward to that meal, Kim. Still, see you in the Revolutionary Happy Hunting Grounds and had a seafood meal waiting on us at the Revolutionary Happy Hunting Grounds.
Yeah.
You know it. Long live. Right on.
Long live.
Kim,
you know, I wanted to.
Long live.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was about to tell you something, but you want to see about Kim Moore, by Kim?
Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was going to say something about something else, but I heard you. It's a delay on my phone, so it sounds like I'm cutting
okay.
you off, but it's a delay. So I didn't know you were.
Okay.
I'm going to continue. I thought you were going to a different subject, but I hear you have something else to say. So continue on.
No. I'm going to tell those who feel like don't hesitate to touch back on. You know, so we feel free to touch back on. So if you feel free to call in with your thoughts and your feelings in regards to Kim. Feel free. 69th and the red line, everything's political. When you hit a red line, in particular Chicago, when Mayor Rahm Emanuel shut down the trade, the red line, former U.S. President Barack Obama gave $240 billion to the green line, you may say, oh, ain't no big thing. He said, this is political, it's red and blue, the Democrats and Republicans. Believe me. You might dismiss this. Oh, it's no big deal. The pink line. These are segregated. These line, the brown line. Where these train lines go? Where they go through? When you hear certain crime, you know what I'm saying? Go Google Red Line Chicago. Go look at where the murders in the. Go look at the press conference today that was done by the Super Bowl police. Where they never used the word cartel, President of Chicago. Where they said a guy with his run with a machete. They never said the word cartel, a machete. They say they're going to take him for five of the cases, and the reporter said, what if we got eight cases of North people jumping to being assaulted with another knife, a machete? Google that press. Listen very, very closely to the question that the lady at the one reporter said, what about the report of someone with an explosive on a train the other day? And they dismissed it. See, the red line is the hot beat. When Mayor Rahm Emanuel shut down the when he closed over 50 public schools in Chicago simultaneously, they shut the red line down. They said to do repairs. You can go. You can do. They know how to fix the train while you still on it. You can still be riding. They can rehook it up while you riding it. Go look in France. Mm-hmm. They got technology to do that. They closed. Now, you might say, what's the big deal with the connection? Now these children who got to go from one block to another block is life risking. So now you don't have no train, no public transportation. You walking. You ain't no school. 50 public schools closed down. So now you're forced to go on these different other cliques, these different sets. So all, you know what I'm saying, the whole similar, but matter of fact, more like more on steroids as to what we've seen 1990 with the Cabrini Green Housing Project being dismantled. And I remember at the Chairman Fred Hampton Uhura House, certain members, representatives of the Cobras, who they were forced out from over there, and they were forced to even be back on the South Side. And you've seen these antagonistic contradictions. You know what I'm saying? Similar to the University of Chicago did tests with the projects and said, we packed these individuals, they did tests with rats. And so we put these rats on top of each other, take away the services, pack them on top of each other. It's not because they bad people, whatever. The type of antagonistic contradiction is going to happen. So it's done by design. It's done by design. And go to the case the other day with two 17 young boys fighting on the railroad, on the train tracks. And one of them, you can see him being electrocuted. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, literally, he survived with both of them locked up. And what can possess? What's in you? Now, I know if I'm going to bug with somebody else, you got to be some serious business. If I see you to the point that you want to trade, I got something in me, not to even try to help you up out of there, because I believe me. I'll be, and I had humbug in situations with different guys, you know what I'm saying, cats me that. But to see you, literally see him be electrocuted. Being this being part about how the one guy walked past and spit in the face of the other guy. See, even when we talk about how we engage with each other, this is how we talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? The different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? The protocol, how you deal with each other, certain rules. No, it's certain things that are like even with dogs, you say, man, you don't walk that dog this way. You don't bump that dog this way. You know what I'm saying? It's a case they're saying now with a young. What I'm saying, allegedly, they're saying the guy in Atlanta. They saying that, you know, was killed inside the home. The trouble, they saying inside the home. They say this is they pulled this lady home. He and another guy, the other guy come in. This woman. He come in the home, and the guy will be in the bed resting or sleep. It's certain things that, not to romanticize cats, like rules of engagement, rules of the roles. How you do, like, well, you're like, okay, man, what is that? You know what I'm saying? The respect, like, you know, even if it's contradictions, like, you know, man, the turn of politics of a Luther Vandross, a house is not a home, you know, all of the, what it means is symbolism. The cutting, the cash, the district, you know, of respect. You know what I'm saying? Then you let go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like Malcolm X said, it's a man, I'm paraphrasing, a man, a woman who stands for nothing to fall for anything. It's no rules of the road. Like, it's certain even organizations and structure. Like, okay, well, they don't do this. You know, it was some movie I was watching some years back. And there's a prostitute. You must, oh, man, they do everything. She said, oh, no. The prostitute told her, oh, we don't kiss in the mouth. She telling you there's some rules to this.
No.
Some rules. You have to, okay, what you doing, man? Oh, you fooling around? Okay, hold on, okay, you know, man, hold on, man. That's the house, that's the home. What you doing, man? The wire. They had a scene, the wire with all the guys selling dope, doing all the stuff. What was a universal cut was a scene where the guy pulled and said, man, dude came up on church on Sunday and shoved in there. So, man, and if you like outside looking in, you like, what's the big deal? They kill anybody everywhere. Hold on, man. Rules, structure, something that you don't do or that you don't say. We don't do this on that. And you don't have that. It's open. And you can't distinguish. This is man. Hold on, man. That's man. That's a pit bull. A wild, you know what I'm saying? This particular nation. Your body. That's a man. That's a woman. Crazy. That's a man. That's a woman. How you talk? How you engage? Adversary. Me and two were doing it. Okay. How do you talk to them? Rules of engagement. Go look at some of the old World War II movies. Go look at some history with America, the POWs, the prisoners of war. How they would go look at Hogan's Heroes. Go Go look at Hogan's Heroes. Mm. They of course Hollywood, they dress it up. But certain things, hey man, hold on, man. Come in. That's a sergeant for the such and such a captain. They come in, man, they're gonna kill him. Okay, man, the Geneva Convention say we gotta have a trial with you, man. It's rules. Structure. How do you deal with a prisoner? How you deal with a captain? How you engage your people? How you come in, your relationships, how you come in, how you address your mother, how you address your father. All this is foreign to chaos. You know, one of America's policies is to create chaos and restore order. And it's a plan down. You can see it. Generations to the fact it's fucking normal. No, it's whatever. And you in this open season. And then, you know, then it becomes a contradiction. You get so cocky with it. You think you driving so reckless. You say, whoa. Then you have this problem. You say, man, you don't care. You say, hold on, be cool. You cross the state line. You say, whoa, hold on. William O'Neill, he was stealing cars from some black folks. All the when they cross state line, the feds call and say, man, you create a federal crime. Now, Tanner, I'll holler at you.
Mm.
They say, well, due to the ire of the state on the case in Atlanta with the young thug getting them gunning them, they say a police got popped. Oh, whoa, hold on. Whoops. You want to look at these rappers. It's certain songs. Man, Michael Jackson, when he said something so offensive to a certain community, Whoopi Goldberg. See, you can jazz take and make jokes about black men. You say something. They say, oh, hold on, man. Hold on. The music industry got rules, man. You don't say certain things. You don't do it. It's a protocol. Matter of fact, you're not even worried. You don't even speak about it. You don't. Well, you know how they do black folk. Well, I didn't know it was disrespectful, Chairman. Hey, go ahead. Well, they don't. Matter of fact, you don't speak on it at all. You don't. When in doubt, go it out. You walk up in certain places. Don't even address it. Period. Don't even speak about it. Don't shoot the dice with this here. Rules and engagement. You come in. You look at man the relationship. Go look at them. Go look at them old mafia movies. Someone who's as a capo. Okay, who's it? That's his wife. Watch you do it. That's his mother. Look at the type of crime. Look at the type of joke. Even comedy. How you deal? How you make jokes? Who you make jokes about? It's political. Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer was doing an interview with William Shatner. William Shatner, you know, Star Trek. And Jerry Springer told him, he said, man, my grandmother told me about Adolf Hitler, the Führer, Nazi Germany. Yeah. The Minister of Propaganda, Goebbels, had done all these TV shows about making comedy and jokes about, you know, this prior to the gas chamber, during the gas chambers. And Jerry Springer said his grandmother told him, you always be careful. I have someone make jokes about your people. I said, well, dig that. See, comedy, you take the sting with your with the pride, you want to balance it. There's certain things you want to say how you dealt with it. And you hang around other communities, you forget the rules of engagement. Because we may be cool for a poodle, ain't cool for a pit bull. You might don't mean no offense. You like, man, come on, I'm taking my pit bull to the shop, get the little pom pom on the tail and woo woo on the, you know, in the rib. And hold on, man, pit bull, hold on. You got me confused. You got me confused.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's about me. I'm trying. It's no disrespect. Some guys walk into some women. Hey, you know, that's how we call each other. She's like, oh, hold on. I hear you. Now, you know, that ain't this here. You know what I'm saying? Let's nip this before it goes somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Some guys come on. I got a female sitting there. They don't mean no disrespect. You say, well, what frame of reference? Like, man, you know what I'm saying? You speak a foreign language and vice versa. I mean, these children come in. He hard and funny, tickling. No, you know, no respect. No, ain't never seen no structure.
Man,
this is in Chicago. In turns, just your tone alone. It was a peace march we had a few weeks back. You seen them cats out there on the street? Soon they mentioned Mr. Hoover's name or Chief Malik's name, you can see their backbones. You can see they stand up. Cats, you're just even hearing it. It's something that gets grains in your deal. It's been a time when mothers, you know, so you walk up in the grocery store, a mother ain't got to say nothing to the child. You think Jada Pinkett got an impact on Will Smith. These are the time when black mothers, what?
Yes, sir.
Ain't had to say nothing. Sunset's doing what? Just her, she, you can feel it in her. And it could be, it could be, it could be 10 children out there. Her child, and she like one child. It's a communication that has not been cut off with the umbilical cord. It's a respect. It's been passed down through DNA. It's a survived rape from master. It's a survivor of the fucking Department of Children and Family Services.
Mm.
It's hard to battle against liberalism. Oh, they're babies. They don't mean no harm. We talking about putting together this program, Retreat from Chirac. I told us the other day, she said, I heard what y'all working on. So we getting the phone together. We need support. We working on it. I say, however, they're going to be down the road now. See what you mean? I say, ain't no, hey, ain't no breastfeeding no motherfucker down there. I say, believe me. Oh, no, no, what you mean? I ain't got no little baby. No, he's 16. Like I said. Because motherfuckers can breastfeed a motherfucker long distance. See, you go look at them. That's why in them boot camps and shit, they play up and exploit that connection to your, that maternal connection. They go tell them, guys, he's standing strong. They go, your mother's saying blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's real, the connection. I can feel my mother comrade. I can, when it's before the cell phone ring, I can feel it. It was time as a child, I would come, man, I'd be on the phone acting a damn fool. I come in, she's like, what's going on? I'm like, what the fuck, who's saying something? What the fuck? It's a feeling. Dogs even got it. Dogs got it. Last 2 years ago, one of the dogs, I have the house, lost some puppies. We buried them too close. She went straight out to that motherfucking barrel. So where they at? And the daddy even got it. He could hear his response. But you don't hear it. It's strategic. You look at these cases where police killed these children. You think they motherfucking Mary or Jesus. They ain't got no father that these motherfuckers tell it. And it's intentional. It's intentional. Everything political. Relationships and lack of relationships. Don't flatter yourself. Just, we don't like each other no more. In Kenya, it's a law where the Chinese man can marry the African woman. Try doing it vice versa. See what happens in your ass. You heard what I said? The Chinese man can marry the African woman. Not vice versa. Go look at a cartel deal. Look at the quote unquote relationship. Go look at the old war movies. They say stuff like, kill all the men. Say the women and children. It will produce a different type. Everything political. Also, y'all, we had a phenomenal event just occurred in regards to the young lords. Let me call us in queue. I think we got a lot of calls on the queue. I know we're supposed to have Cha-Cha Menez, founding leadership chairman of Young Lords. Those who are familiar with the Rainbow Coalition, authored by Chairman Fred Hampton. Where you've seen depicted inside the movie. A lot of people, go listen to Rakim's record and on the soundtrack, using Black Messiah, Rakim talks about it. You know, slight on nobody, but you say a lot of people thought, you know, Reverend Jesse Jackson did it, but in a city that was the most segregated, for all practical purposes to this day, city in the country. With Chairman Fred, and Rock Wins at some point of political union, the Blackstone Range, the Black Disciples. Ladies, you know, the Blackstone Range, ladies from the Black Peace Stone Nation, Devil Disciples from the Black Disciples, the Vice Lords, the Free Medical Center, Young Lords, Young Patriots. And this was just so, oh, we just, everybody get together. But that scientific relationship, the principal coalition that you did, and Cha-Cha Menez, who, yeah, he's been on this group and on Freedom All Radio with us, and, you know, he's been on the battlefield with us, and I'm saying us, the Black Panther Party Cubs, and that's saying a lot. Just, I mean, again, and as his words, you know, man, then locked up with Chairman Fred, and that central committee had contacted us, and we've been in contact, and also there's the organization, the New Era Young Lords, who they said something to us at the event the other day. They said, well, man, we tried to contact the Cubs a while ago, and y'all wouldn't, we contacted Deputy Field Marshal, and we wouldn't validate. You said, why? We want to make sure it was sanctioned. It was official. We're real big about that. And you've seen the officials, I mean, man, in Humboldt Park, They came. They showed up and they showed out. They came. They a national contingency. You know, they was there, and the respect. You know what I'm saying, man? Cha cha, man. Literally, man. Passing the reins on, and you know, and not, you know, and he's not going. I don't say it the wrong way that he's just going. He's not. Saying he gone from it, even though he's done some health issues. Man, you said still you don't feel the battlefield. And we said the Black Panther Party cause we could Mother Comrade Akua and Jerry, who we, others who were on our advisory committee. I mean, when the COVID thing was first started to become a big discussion, they like, well, people, oh, she can't come out. I said 1,000 peers can keep away from that site on with Chairman Freeman to come in tomorrow clock was assassinated. I'm assuming I know 1,000 horses can't stop us. We're gonna do some safety, some security calls, protocol, but she's gonna be there. And we still, even though because the struggle goes on, and we can assess their role and capacity. You know what I'm saying? But that's for them not to be connected to the struggle. That's a detriment to their health. After a while, you become hooked on this shit. It's in you. It's like saying, let me move your heart, huh? It's a vital organ. What do you mean I can't struggle? What do you mean I can't engage at some point in union with this here? Well, you know, you up in age and shit. Now we have to, okay, all right, now that's reassessing that to deal with this. Well, you know, such and such, you know, we got to deal with shit. It's a vital organ. Let me know if I got any callers in queue. I know callers in queue. Sister Nicole. I put a call out of your son. Make sure, let me know if I'm saying it right. We want to, in particular, with this CDL license driving. They got other communities how they network with each other. You know what I'm saying? You go, what's that? Our son such, you know, they work at the school down there. Okay, my son going down there. You know, they do, he got their relationships. What? How's your daughter doing? Oh, you know, she's such and such. Oh, my son, he's back from school. That's a community. Don't get it wrong. Like I'm saying, it's a force, you know, relationship. But everything you resource, you never. Okay, what's going on here? This young brother here, I'm telling you, hey, in this day and age, y'all, that's something. I see another sister. We say Cub graduations. Sister Linda and Veronica Coney, hug you. And just the fact that all of you appeared, I mean, and I gotta say, even the fact that, I mean, walking on 2 feet in particular in this day and age is commendable. We walked in, because, I mean, I got to say at the funeral one time, y'all said, all the pastors were attacking them. Y'all ain't shit. I said, damn, I thought that's what they're going through. Say, let's eat them over. Burn them at the stake with it. I got up there and I said, man, and Derrick Rose, he was there that time. I really connected with us, man. I said, to the youth, I sympathize with y'all. I do. And anytime we see one, there's some points of unity that's really good, man, let's make sure we make it happen. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, no absolutes. You ain't got to baby him. But again, we're talking about doing this the annual trip down to Chairman Fred's grave site. Things didn't work out. This little brother was on deck calling, on point. He wasn't no very, very, very respectful. I'm talking about calling. How could I? Man, I got my life. I'm ready. Man, he ready to roll. It didn't work out. Let's make something work out. I need somebody to inbox me, contact us, some of their CDL, the license. I seen some young brothers come out yesterday. We trying to get a ramp built at Mother Comrade's house. These young brothers came in yesterday, and I said I was messed up. Who recommended they come through? Theirs. He hooked them up. I said, all of y'all, it's 18, 19. I said, maybe there's hope. I said, man, because it get demoralized now. But this again, Amari, this brother, our sister who I grew up with, her son, again, I got his contact, and so hit me up ASAP. You know, I'm just going to connect with them jobs and CDL. Keep them busy, man, because listen, man, you came in, man. I had to check myself. I got pulled over twice in 2 days, and I just want to pull over sometimes. You know, you can't create no cruise, right? First of all, I'm the smothers, but, man, gas alone, ain't of that, you know what I'm saying? They don't drive around, you know what I'm saying? So you sit on the porch, you know what I'm saying? You can't do, like, it's bad. It's bad, man. It's bad, you know what I'm saying? So let's catch them while we got them, man, because, you know what I'm saying, because, man, we fight for the minds and hearts of our people, man. Bring some callers in, Sister Conrad. Bring us some callers in.
Thank you. We got Melissa on the line.
Grandma.
Grandma.
Grandma. Grandma. Grandma. This is Melissa. Man, let me open. Man, love you. Glad you called in. For those who don't know who this
Thank
is,
you for having me join
well, you. I usually like to have you introduce themselves. But, oh, man, it's an honor. Now, for those who listen, don't know who this is. And let me know if y'all have any issue hearing. Let us know who you are. For those who don't know.
My name is Melissa Melissa Jimenez. I'm Chacha's daughter, his youngest. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for coming this Saturday. It was nice to see you.
Only thing I'm mad at you about, we were so happy to see each other. I got off. Wait a minute, man, you didn't get no picture together.
I know.
This is
we gonna
make up for it.
It rushed. Yeah,
we got to get something together. This is founder and leadership of the Young Lords, his youngest daughter. And, you know, I know back when we was children, we used to go wild, we want to see each other, you know. First of all, welcome to Free Them All Radio. This my cell chairman, Free Them All Radio, and also Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage.
Yes, welcome,
thank
welcome.
Thank
you.
Those who don't know the lineage of what I'm speaking about now, you go check out the history of this for us. I'm talking about, you know, those who seen Judas and Black Messiah, y'all seen the funeral scene, this is who he was portraying, this is Cha-Cha. He's been on the show a number of times. We had dialogue, we counseled, you know, we chopped it up. And it's something just, and so many untold stories. A lot of people romanticize being the offspring or being family members of revolutionaries, but nothing can be further from the truth. The heartache that comes with it, the pain that comes with it, you know, and it's something, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, to serve the people, I mean, to be unselfish with that, it's a lot of stuff that we have to go to the graveyards with, you know what I'm saying? We can't talk about, you know, and I see family members and particular children, offspring, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times we just can see each other. Are we communicating that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's because any openness, those daggers are, you know, say any way they can take anything to attack the movements, and you know what I'm saying? Because see, movements are held to stand and not like you can have a football team. You say, well, I heard y'all had some issues. Oh yeah, you know, that's how we do. You know, you can have a fraternity. You say, oh yeah, I heard that y'all had an issue. So, oh yeah, that's how Omega. That's how we do. You join a revolutionary organization. If you anything, you might pass gas. You committed the ultimate crime. You know, I heard you saying this comrade, they had a relationship with this comrade. They're not together no more. What? How can they be about the movement? This comrade. Anything. It's under continuum. It's ironic because you're talking about forces who don't have the resources, don't have the means, and are serving the people, and who are taking in, like, they say when you engage in relationships, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, when you have relationships, you exchange energy with each other. When you're serving the people, you out there, you're dealing with the good, the bad, and the ugly. You taking in the toxic, you taking in all the stuff. All that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a deep man, all that. And it's the cases and going, the cases and the being locked up, going through the humbling, like the lack of resources, other people propping up your image, your name, all that. And I was really glad to see this the other day. So and to see you, see Cha-Cha there. So some of the pictures, I don't know. I think some of the young lords, they're gonna be calling in too, I believe. But any sites that you can give us, or any thoughts that you feel, that how you felt that day yourself, just anything that you want to express, you know what I'm saying, man? Feel free.
I appreciate you. Just as a human, I'm nervous. This is my first time on a radio, so forgive me. But
always love you.
No, I appreciate the opportunity that he had on Saturday. Not many people get that opportunity while they are still here to have people come out of their way and say, you've meant this to us, you've done this for us, This is what it did. This is what it changed. And I think it was very important for him. Because we've been dealing with his health, we've been doing it privately as a family. And so that was actually my first day not in private with his health. So I'm still absorbing that change. And it was a big deal. You know, they kept talking about passing the torch, but I don't think he ever agreed to that. I don't think he would ever pass the torch to anybody because to him, the revolution is never over. Yeah. The movement is never over. You keep moving forward. So he's never going to stop. That's not, you know, I do appreciate the new generation, the new era, caring and being passionate and investing themselves and learning and spreading the word and standing tall and moving forward. I do respect and appreciate that. But, yes, don't ever forget, nobody can stand in his shoes just as no one can stand in your father's shoes. That's not going to happen. But we are a product of them.
When they bury him, I said, look for a fifth of pop him out of that dirt. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm telling you, because see, you think I know? I told this kid one time. We had a discussion. He said to me, he said, "Man, you crazy talking about dying for the people." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Man, God, people dying for cars, people dying for drug strips. Yeah. You can't kill cats like us." And you know what I'm saying? The energy, you know what I'm saying, and their presence alone, you know, and I, you know what I'm saying, like I said, you know, I commend all the forces that was there. For the record, like, I'm really appreciate the fact of why he's, you know, physically still, because he politically and spiritually, he'll never be gone. You can't, you know what I'm saying, they can't do it. They can't take out cats like Cha-Cha. Chairman Fraser, you come on answers, don't answers, conclusions, don't conclude. You know what I'm saying? And people that you thought be acting like people moving on pigs. You know what I'm saying? You can't kill a revolutionary. And, you know, and this is a, you know, we were joking the other day about Mama Cool, like, you know, like, damn, man, she got a hold up on this move. So we got to figure out something to keep, you know what I'm saying? Even in my schedule, I said something, oh, you got to keep, they're going to be involved. You got to, you can't, it's like, man, it's just, you can't stop this shit, you know what I'm saying? It's ingrained in us, you know, and I was just his presence again. And I'm always honest to him. He's been in some health issues, and even how we got, you know, how I remember some tough conversations and tough no conversations that we had, and how we had to cover down. And when I say cover down, people have to understand. So even we can't afford the luxuries that African, you know, can afford. Like, it was a scene with Comandante Fidel Castro was speaking, and he got a little dizzy, and before he. The card security covered them. I mean, they engulfed them. They covered them. The ruling, the U.S. media was saying, "Wait a minute, did he fall? What happened?" They covered them so quick. They cut playing the video footage back. You know, then at the time they was counting them out the game. They like, because, you know, so the opponent Raul Castro, his brother, the president, and then the U.S. came over there to speak, and something was President Obama came. He got the Fidel Castro out the bed. I come out the bed. Hey, D, hold on. This how this going? I said, and for us, once you get out so long, don't be surprised. I said, man, listen, it's me. We joke and laugh today at the Hampton House when door moves. Damn, Chairman Fred, he on our heels, man. Chairman Fred, like, y'all moving the wrong way. We be at the table making this. We having some struggles. Chairman Fred on our heels, man. You know what I'm saying? In Oakland, Minister UEP Newton, so many other forces. You know, the struggles. You know, some people go through hard times. Think about Fannie Lou Hamer. So, I mean, just for those who go, and this the non-romantic side of revolution, that the struggles, and you anticipate struggles. I said that when I spoke the other day. I was at the leadership there, Subi and Ed, Paul, deputy chair, state leadership, here in Chicago, and I commented. I said, y'all look forward to, I said, well, I look forward to the struggles. I said, you know, they, yeah. he said, huh? See, we comfortable though not romanticizing this. You know what I'm saying? But the deal is we look forward to principle struggle, y'all, so we can engage in. And we don't struggle for struggle's sake. But we can't romanticize it. We acknowledge that because then we appreciate our good times. You know what I'm saying? It's like even the people think that we have defeats, but just even knowing ourselves and getting to know our highs and lows. And like I said, you have had so many conversations. We're talking without even talking. You know what I'm saying? I mentioned this to Kim. You know what I'm saying? In L.A., you know, and just the discussion, you know what I'm saying, that all we had about Dead Mr. Bunchy Carter, I feel so fortunate, you know what I'm saying, because, again, a attack that they do with us is to wipe out one generation. In fact, under the tenure of George Bush in Iraq, at one period, over 76% of the population was under 17 years old. So you had a generation, for all practical purposes, reactionaries. They didn't know what happened, you know. And not until you get people to come in, they romanticize revolution. They don't know, and you know, even the past struggles. And I even, you know, even forces who may have not been revolutionary, but they committed a revolutionary act. I remember there was a lot of criticism going at Layla Ali, Muhammad Ali's daughter, and they were saying, she didn't do this with Black Lives Matter. So I said, well, first of all, I said, that's a whole other discussion. I said, well, let me say this. A lot of y'all going to her from, y'all don't, I say, go, I say the struggles that her father went through, y'all, I say, she's seen it as a child. Y'all see, you go, see, a lot of times you had a lot of cats come in and they, you know, we say black when it's beneficial, Panthers when it's profitable, Cubs when it's comfortable. It's a joke. It's a one night stand. You know, they come in, but we've seen the doors being kicked in, the heat that come with this here, and so you know, so again, like you said, this is your first time on the radio, but don't, hey, you're nervous, you got a right to be, but it's hey, we got you. You know, so we got to fly like a backpack and tear like a bulletproof vest. We gonna have struggles. We gonna make mistakes again. But as Malcolm X said, we gonna make them out of sincerity, and they are. And it's humbling when we know the struggle. We see beyond the leather jackets and berets, the purple berets and the big scenes where people come out and talk about, you know, yeah, the big march, they see the Puerto Rican flag, and it's beautiful, you know, there's no doubt about it. But the also behind that, we know the betrayal and the counterinsurgency, the hard times, and we can't let it bleed on, you know, we have to cuff our blood sometimes, let it bleed on people, you know what I'm saying, make a stain on the struggle. But also, you know, the pros are with the cons.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Trying to describe to someone that I knew this weekend, who really, it's rare for anyone in my life to not know who my father is. But this person, I had never shared it with them before. And because of this event this weekend, I was trying to describe to them in like less than 20 minutes a lifetime of every type of world history that connected. And I explained to them, you know, his sacrifice was not his own. So, yes, the soldiers in uniform are brave and fearless, but they do have fear, and they still keep walking, and that takes great courage. And the families,
yes,
the sisters, the mothers, the brothers, the children, all of that, you know, their sacrifice, these soldiers and these leaders, their sacrifice is not their own, but it is what allowed them to be who they were.
Yes.
Or who they continue to be. And
yes,
it is the more love, yes, we have for each other, the sacrifice is that much deeper. And so we may not be wearing, maybe not all of us is wearing, you know, the uniform. It does not mean we're not fighting. It does not mean we're not warriors. It does not mean we're not the ones that actually have to clean up the blood and wipe the tears and everything else that comes after. So, there are other people like us, and they as well, and things that we cannot even describe, things that we would never be able to really have another person understand of how much sacrifice we have given with or without consent, but we still keep moving forward.
Y'all listen live and direct. This man, this father, Lisa, young Lord Chacha Menez's daughter, Melissa, well said, you know, and man, well said. As we're talking, I'm looking on Facebook, nephew, of Demis Defense, Geronimo DiGiaga, Prad Quavina. He's tuned, he's tapped in with us, and other family members, I see some other people tapping in. Winnie Mandela has said, when a person is in prison, it's not just that person is not just doing time. The impact of the family, and like I say, people see the posters and all that, but the struggles that go along with, just relationships and, that was a scene, that was one in the court, I got you, Pastor David. Okay, we're going to bring him on in a minute. Right on. I see. They say one of the, called the tribunals or something, and I occupied Azania, South Africa. When the Delphos gave her a wedding ring or something, not this, a guard's daughter. And they acknowledged she's the wedding ring. And the girl had admitted how the government, the guard's daughter had admitted how her father was complicit, how they did this whole slander campaign on Winnie Mandela. It was like a refreshing for Winnie Mandela. Was like say okay, for this to be acknowledged from this, from the state, because so many people that doubted you, like it's the slander that I was just saying. A brother posted the other day how his diagnosed is an overdose. You know what I'm saying? And they just found out now that it wasn't that. I say even with this COVID, people get. To be misdiagnosed and our struggles to be missing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And Minister, you said the most difficult job is being a revolutionary, is fighting in the interests of the people who at many times do not know their own interests. And, it hurts, and I move that we want to see later on with us. The other day, I can't wait till this footage get out. Just to see, again, that he was physically there, because, again, Cha-Cha is going to always be there politically. But to be, to acknowledge that, let us dare not attempt to romanticize this struggle. Let us dare not attempt to. I say this because a lot of people come, they devalue it, they look at this stuff like the person, and they came. The whole impact, the psychological. Go solidarity, brother Field Marshal George. The struggles, internal struggles with his mother, father. The impact he had on Jonathan Jackson. You know what I'm saying? To hear, sometimes you there's one thing for you to know this. But this information is, man, once you grasp it and know this stuff, you wonder, is ignorance a bliss? Would it be better not to know, and then am I arming you with information that can endanger your life? You know what I'm saying? Your life is in danger anyway. But in the movie Planet of the Apes, the orangutan told the monkeys, hey, man, be cool, man. He said, why? He said, be cool. The humans don't like no small monkeys, man. And so talking to people, when you organize, it's like you in a conundrum. You face a duality. Do I educate? Do I politicize them? And because it's a different dynamic. You can see, go look at the history of the Young Lords. You know what I'm saying? And the heat that came down, with a transformation. You know what I'm saying? When you're from the street stuff, and you see the look, time making this connection, Puerto Rico and, on an international map, bridging them gaps, and being heard all over the world, Go look at what happened to the church, Go look at, even later on, when you thought, if Cha-Cha wanted to retire, he couldn't retire. If he wanted to retire, he could not retire. I had to move out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Not because of, I heard the weather was kind of cold. No. Continuous. People think, Cameron, I heard you was in the movie. The last 2 days, I've been pulled over twice. I didn't get pulled over twice by Chicago police in the last 2 days. Cha-Cha. We got that in the movie with Chairman. That one that's from the script with Chairman. They said Chairman and drag because you always get pulled over. This stuff that you take is light. To this day, still on surveillance. Still to this day, you can't pick. When I look, give me a car. I can look at. Okay, man, what kind of car? Not what got the best mileage or whatever. What's the something don't stick out? All this type of dynamic. How your mind has to work. Things you might think is, somebody go on the day. This is a nice perk. I was in Galesburg, and his brother. Man, his brother, man, bless his heart. he had called for a visit for me to be brought. His lady came on a visit, and her friend had called me on a visit. I don't have no visit. Come on, what's going on? I come down on the visit, and the sister was shaking. She was, like, physically shaking. I said, man, what's going on? And she said, man, and she came, and I told her, brother, I said, man, he said, man, what's what? Man, I got you calling a visit. I said, man, bro. I said, sit down, take a seat, sister. What happened? She said, who are you? She was shaking. She said, who are you? I said, she said, man, they drilled me. They grilled me. They was asking me all type of stuff while I'm visiting you. I said, man, I told her, bro, I said, bro, I appreciate that, but you got to understand, man. He said, damn, I didn't know. I said, I keep trying to tell you, man. Big dude, this is a whole different degree, man. She was shook up. I said, man, stuff you think niggas mind all just hanging out. You know, it's an added responsibility. People say, man, this is my son. Man, the heat that comes with this. It's people who I grew up with, who I love. I said, man, big man. Hey, man, big man, I'll get back with you later, man.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Chairman Fred said, man, you have to be ages, rest of them be stupid. By the time I figure out which one he is, I've been a penitentiary graveyard. Chairman Fred said, revolution is a scientific art that must be perfected. The people can play a role, but again, you got to be very clear what this is. Like, and lie to the masses, they can't. It's like, you're not belittling the masses. A lot of people say, man, won't you teach it? It's certain experiences that we went through. How we view a TV show, how we view a new. Military people was locked up when they came with the conjugal business. All the effort, like, oh, beautiful, we're going to finally get some women come in with us. Military UEP knew we want to get the grain. We had to pick, he didn't want to become, you know what I'm saying, hated amongst the president, because I people said, this is a dude, this under the former U.S. president, he was a governor. Ronald Reagan was the governor of California. We run as a liberal. He said, man, he beautiful. He's going to give us some conjugal business. Minister UEP knew was able to assess scientifically way back then. He said, I see how they worked the question of homosexuality in prison. I see how they would control prisoners by saying we would transfer your lover somewhere. I know what they're going to do with this. And you got to pick your moves, you engage in shows. So I tend to people look back in retrospect and say, damn, I see what you was on. But in the heat of the moment, they can't see it.
Right.
And you can't force things on them. It's certain moves. The Rainbow Coalition. You think it wasn't catching the black community. Oh, man, I ain't fucking with them motherfuckers. We talking to them gangbangers, talking to the Puerto Ricans, talking to the white folks. You think it wasn't catching most of the Puerto Rican community. Man, we ain't going over there. To take this stance. To be armed with a politic and a scientific assessment. Okay, did this here, man. Everybody, who they took? Go back and look. Who met with who? Who took who to who? You know what I'm saying? And these forces, they weren't dealing with no abstract nationalism. Like, okay, all the Puerto Ricans gonna come together. All the Africans gonna come together. No, it was clear. It was clear. It's a contradiction. We deal with the good, the bad, and the ugly. But the deal is, we finna find some points of unity. Deal is, we're going to shake this motherfucking gangster daily machine up. We're going to heighten the contradiction. You know what I'm saying? Well, they can't get pinpointed. It's okay, man, this over here, Humboldt Party. Find some point in a realistic sort of way. We're not going to form it on no abstract ice cream dreams because of a little heat can just make the ice cream melt. Oh, this kumbaya, we coming together. We like each other. No. We deal with this shit, dialectical materialism. Plain layman terms, we taking common sense, we taking fucking logic. We taking some contradiction, okay, y'all been the DCS fucking over y'all children? Yeah, okay, yeah, but this is, they call them a different thing over here, okay, what's happening over there with the streets over there? What points of unity? Okay, what's happening, man? Y'all gonna let, okay, Oscar Lopez and Vero, okay, what's happening, okay, Malcolm X, what points of unity we can form about those? Man, so be it. I mean, when it's anything, yeah. Feel free. Anything you want to pop, feel free. Connor Hoos just tapped it with the indigenous community. Present-day Rainbow Coalition. Present-day Rainbow Coalition. We went down to Standing Rock, North Dakota. We telling cats did this. We sent cats to intense political education. How we moving? So some reactionary cat, he jump in, ooh, man, I'm coming down there. I said, hold on, man. He gotta be screened. Now, everybody said, this ain't no fucking joyride. You know what? Oh, man, I know about this. You know, I lay out to us. We head down to dinner. That's it, man. It's certain protocol we do. We go down here, man. This they fight against the pipelines. North Dakota. We lay out a whole politics. He comes abstract, you know, oh, yeah, we come together. I said, no. I said, first of all, man, you know, I said, even how you deal with alcohol, man. Leave your drink. Listen, man. That alcohol, the disrespective community, it could be it's similar to how in regards to crack to the black community. Man, alcohol ain't like crack. I said, dig, man. Yeah, this subjective-ass clown, man. Man, take a side trip. Man, he come in with arrogance. We coming as realistic. You know what I'm saying? We taking account of our history. You know what I'm saying? Ironically, her father in Canada. Her father, that new chairman, organizer, chairman, friend in Canada. So what's the odds of us all, you know, the ancestors and God, bro, he got your people right here, man. If you drop the ball, it's on you, man. He go to basketball. Now, you're in your gym shoes. Now, what you going to do? Well, I don't know. I'm sitting on the bench. All right, I got to get you. You got, man, there's certain forces. We get down there. We tell forces, make sure we touch down with. It ain't just not just any Native community. It wasn't just, okay, just Black Panther, Puerto Ricans get here. No, man, this we dealing with. This, you know what I'm saying? This representative of this respective community. You think the U.S. go over there to Germany and say, anybody will do? No. Uh-uh. Matter of fact, we had some struggles with some other forces before from another organization we had dealt with in coalition. We turn around. We said we got the coalition going on. We turn around. They backing up some cats in some black jogging suits on. Yeah, we work. I said, hold on. It's responsibilities come with this coalition, man. Mm-hmm. It's like a relationship. It's responsibilities come with this here. You know, man, them young cats, them young forces, they say, man, we kept on trying to contact the Cubs, and I was going to say, man, what did Cha-Cha say? That was our whole thing. I mean, the respect, you know what I'm saying? And we real big about that.
Yeah.
Well, that was the struggle. One time, some of the comrades in the digital community, we were talking. One of the comrades said, Chairman, I don't really hear what you're saying about the reparations. I said, I respect that. Maybe some of our force may disagree with us about the casinos. We did, but we respect one thing about us, our coalitions, as opposed to the time when the white left come through, we respect self-determination. That means, you know what I'm saying, your respect to the community, man, how you, because you got to deal with it. we're very respectful.
Yes. Chairman, when you said Connell. Your turn, I'm so sorry.
No problem. I was going to bring up, we were talking about mass shootings on last week's program, and I wanted to bring up how the natives that wounded me, how over 300 of them were, you know, that was historically some of the first mass shootings that, you know, you don't really hear about those things and the Tulsa massacre. But when you said Conahus was on the line, it made me think back. I didn't get to talk about it last week, but, you know, just touching on the mass shooting thing. And also, I wanted to ask you about mass shooting is labeled as four or more people being killed. Lately, it's been, I think it was a shooting in Philadelphia. I think two people were killed at one scene, three at another scene, but they are labeling them as mass shootings now, which are less than four people. So I was going to ask you about, you know, what have you noticed that, or, you know, the media trying to change the narrative and change it into something now, something different now? Well, they always do that. That's kind of a rhetorical question. But I just want to hear you. Neither one of you all.
Okay, Melissa, if you want to jump in, feel free. Connell, she's on Instagram. I'm trying to charge this thing back on too while I answer this. Okay, one second. Is it charged? But the question, language is political. Language is political. And the deal is, when it happens, you know what I'm saying, power. It's power. You know, so you have the power to define. Minister Huey P. Newton said, power is the ability to define phenomena and make act and desire matter. Power mm-hmm. is the ability to define phenomena and make act and desire matter. That's power. Power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in desired manner. What is mm-hmm. phenomena? Mm-hmm. Phenomena is the only thing we think that can be scientifically explained. Power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in desired manner. In the fight for power, we've seen case examples with Geronimo of the Apaches, what they call the ghost dance. When the colonials said, we're going to outlaw it, they had no problem with the ghost dance at first. When the Geronimo, you see uprisings, you know, you come to the colonials, get their backs, they lay down. They define the phenomenon of ghost dance. They went just ghost dance for ghost dancing's sake. Reverend Nat Turner defined the church. It was a phenomenon on the plantation. He defined it. He said, praise the Lord, past admonition. Harriet Tubman defined the Negro spirituals and say, okay, mm-hmm. sweet Lord, sweet charity, meet me when the water, the sun, the lake of the water, when the sun go down. Chairman Fred defined the phenomenon Chicago of the race contradiction. He said he defined the race and the class contradiction and made it work in desired manner. And the deal is, historically, the ruling class does is they incorrectly define phenomena and make it work in this interest of the people, whether it be the street organization, mm-hmm. whether it be hip hop, whether it be now there's an opioid crisis. Not a dope problem. There's an opioid crisis. They can be the same ingredients from a dice game to casinos. The river gap. When you have the power, you can, and people will go along with like, yeah. Look when somebody catch a case, and whoever is the power, you make it make sense. Like, yeah, he shouldn't have done that such and such. You know that. Look, man, power. Had this Will Smith and Chris Rock thing happen at BET or Source Awards, it wouldn't even have a discussion.
Nothing. Right.
And we discussed it. And we weren't even discussing it. Think about it. That's how it goes. But it was in a powerful, it was in a place that represents power. I don't care how gold that man is for the Oscars. That's a white man. And they know it. That represents power. So the deal is, when certain dynamics happen, certain communities, we have to define this. Mental health issues, so on and so forth, we have to define this. That's power. Comrade, give me a heads up. I'll bring another call in. And feel free, Melissa, you want to jump at any time again.
Fremont, Chairman, we have a couple of callers in queue. We have Lamont on the line.
We got Melissa on the line. This is the door. Yeah, cha-cha. Saying the founder, leadership, the chairman, the young lords, yeah. You know what I'm saying, man? It was so beautiful. You make sure y'all look at them pictures. They have posted the video footage. You know, and when they came in, I'm forces from all over Florida, New York. Man, the energy was, man, Humboldt Park, it was a beautiful sight, y'all. It was a beautiful sight. I'm going to try to, okay, call, you're welcome. Come on in.
Good evening, Chairman. How are you? Freedom, free them all.
Lamont, we got here.
We got Lamont Austin. I'm the founder and CEO of Help Enhance Incorporated. I was calling in, man, because you touching on a lot of subjects that I started the organization about right now, and I'm needing some help. What you're talking about doing with the young men and women out here is actually what I'm trying to do. We need to start a school, man, so. We can actually bring these people back together. And I'm actually interested in putting this school somewhere on the west side, man, so we can stop some of this segregation. As you got the sister on the line as well, we're not looking at race. We're looking at freeing our people. Mm-hmm. And I would like to just set up a meeting with you so I can give you a little more insight as to what it is I'm trying to do.
Right on. Okay, that's right on. First of all, welcome to Fremont Radio. Glad you called in.
That's very inspiring. It's a very inspiring what he's working with.
Okay. Right on. Yes, indeed. My mattress is, our office is the streets. We work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I'm also at the Hampton House, 804 South 17th Avenue in Maywood. But also, next, you want to meet ASAP, we can set up some, connective ASAP. Inbox me on Facebook on Free and Happy. Give me there. Also, we're going to be the 17th and the 18th. We're talking about a family appreciation day. So I'm doing a big move. We'll be by the wall on Madison, California. You know, man, everybody going to be in the food. You know what I'm saying? For the family's going to be out there. But you want to just touch down prior to that, keep inbox me. Let's say, let me know what time day you come on to the happy.
I'm trying to meet you at the happy house.
Let's go on Saturday. Let's go this Saturday. We got a clean up day. We do our triple C's. Let's go this Saturday. Give me 2 o'clock p.m. at the Hampton House.
Yes, sir. I'll meet you there. Once again, my name is Lamont Austin from Austin Helping Hands Incorporated.
So you're right. Any social media sites you want to get out, people can check out without knowing.
I don't have anything social media. Everything is just coming up off the ground right now. I do have a 501c3. I also have a LLC. Basically, what we're doing is we're just trying to bring the brothers and sisters together, man. As the Bible said, man, we have to train the child that's the way they should go and all the days they shall follow. That's what we've been missing out on in the time.
So you're right. So you're right.
But we'll talk.
So you're right. All right, we on deck Saturday.
Yes, sir. Saturday, 2 o'clock.
So you
Saturday.
Right.
I got
it. So you're right. Yes, we on. Let's make kiss. You got my ear already. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna say it to you now. You got my ear already. When I see me with the Hampton House, I'm a Richard Pryor. Say he's a peopleologist. I like that. Try to study people. I guess you knew where it was at. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take. See, that's what I'm saying. Do a little bit of basic research. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling the cats, do a little bit. I tell people, like, in relationship, you meet a lady or something, and you walk up, just do a little basic research. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. You want to walk with the guy, I know it's just, you know what I'm saying, this and that about you. You ain't in all detail. You're going to be, okay, I know you're a Virgo, blah, blah, blah. You know, I know you stayed on, you moved on, you went to this grammar school. I know this here, blah, blah, just some basic stuff. With our organization, our people, just a little. Maybe people who come in, they don't know us from a can in the paint, and has the arrogance. They walk up, you be like, damn. They say stuff, you like, they have no idea they told you. They have to. That's a major staple with us. That's a major. Mm-hmm. And I said that as a member to have that. You got my, you know, man. I look forward to touching down with you, bro. It's certain things people can find out on just through basic great. You know, you can walk up. You ain't gotta be a Muslim to recognize on E-Port. That's you have to go. You have to know the hadith. You have to, you know what I'm saying, engage in Ramadan to know basic stuff. Okay, man, you walk to a brother in the mosque. So, you walk with a bag of chili. You don't really subconsciously block out everything else you're saying. When you say the mosque, so, you know what I'm saying, that's basic stuff. So you got my ear, brother. I look forward to touching down with you.
Man, I appreciate that. This is what I need. I've been working on this for about 2 years, and you run into a lot of false prophets and a lot of people out here that say that they're gonna do something, and then they're doing it for greed. But
don't take all up too fast. Sometimes those counterfeits counterfeit cash play a role. Sometimes let the Fed stay around the meat. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, the heat get on. We gonna see time will tell who gonna barbecue, who gonna mildew. Don't trip.
There you go.
Don't trip.
There you go.
So you're right. Right on. You don't know how many frogs we can't, man. Man. It is what it is. Love respect. Right on. Some kind of man, thank you all. Thanks for the call. There's more calls in queue. There's also a special call too. I got an update from
pretty much on the line.
Who we have?
Alicia Gill,
Fremont. Welcome, Fremont Radio. I'm trying to plug this thing. I'm listening. I can hear y'all, so I'm stepping away to plug this Facebook up to charge up, so I can hear y'all. Though I'm still here. Yeah. Welcome.
Okay, hello.
Welcome.
How are you guys doing?
Welcome, Fremont Radio. How you doing?
Good evening,
boys. Right on.
I'm doing good, Chairman. How you doing?
Well.
Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear, sister. We hear you loud and clear.
Okay, yes. Thank you for everything, Chairman. I was calling. I just want to give an update to everyone what's going on with my brother in IDOC in Menard Prison. Mm-hmm. I don't call it a correctional facility because it's not a correctional center. But he was wrongfully convicted back in 2009. I'm sorry. My name is Alicia Gill. I'm the sister of Michael Menifee, R55489. I'm a member of the Chicago Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression. I'm also a member of the STOP organization, South Africa Together, Organizing for Power. My brother was wrongfully convicted April 20th, 2009. His life changed after leaving a party with his childhood friends. He was arrested at 22 years old by the 3rd District Police Department. Michael was serving a 54-year sentence by Judge Vincent M. Gahn. Vincent M. Gahn is a Cook County Circuit Court judge in Cook County, Illinois, who presided in a historic trial of Jason Van Dyke, the Chicago police officer who murdered Laquan McDonald. Judge Gahn sentenced Jason Van Dyke to 81 months, but my brother received 54 years for a crime he didn't commit. He was sent to Menard upon being sentenced and later moved to Stateville Penitentiary. Now I'm speaking on IDOC as well, not just Menard. While in Stateville, he was left in a fire in 2019. He was later beaten and pepper sprayed in his eyes in Stateville for not hearing a verbal order. My brother is ADA hearing impaired. After the inhumane incident, he was sent back to Menard. He received another fabricated ticket there and received a year in solitary confinement there. He's currently being tortured and living in inhumane conditions while in solitary confinement. It started with no food to little food, no utensils. My brother showering once a day, mold, mildew, feces everywhere. He's only allowed to call us once a month. So with that being said, we don't even know if my brother's dead or alive. He also is afraid they're threatening to kill him. The guards are threatening to kill him. What am I reading here? We only hear from Michael once a month. They threatening to kill him. His latest incident, he actually called me yesterday and stated, Officer Kern, let me go to his badge number. He gave me the badge. First, my brother was very scared to give out names. But he finally gave me the name and the badge number. This CO name is CO. Let me go to his name is CO Kern. His badge number is 2678. He told my brother he'll be another statistic, and he's untouchable. I actually have a live tape recording I played before on Freedom All Radio. If I could just play the beginning part, if you guys want to hear my brother's testimony. But him along with other inmates in solitary confinement and inside Menard Prison is being tortured in this racist prison all because he's speaking up about how they're threatening to kill him because he's speaking out about his inhumane living conditions. And he's just speaking up. They're giving him fabricated tickets. I found out, I learn that, you know, once you're in prison, the goal is to keep you there. My brother has the earliest release date of 3/13/2023. You know, he also filed a civil lawsuit after he was left in a fire. So, you know, these can be the reasons that he's being tortured. And I just want to speak out about this and let everyone know, I would like for, like, a non-biased higher authority to investigate this prison. It's nonstop. My brother, I can barely hear from my brother. Every time he calls me, it's something different with these guards in this prison. He's writing grievances to Internal Affairs. They're denying the grievances. He's stating, he mentioned that he wants to go, Suicidal Watch. Suicidal Watch because it's more cameras. He does not have a mental illness, but he feels safer because there's more guards in there. And I just want to mention the issues that's going on with my brother and others inside Menard Prison.
Hold on 1 second, sister. Real quick, y'all, we got the last few minutes. I want to hear this loud and clear what's going on down in this concentration camp. She's been on here before. You have Marsha Hatton on here talking about Kenyatta. I can't stop nodding my head because I'm having flashbacks all again. Menard, election time coming up. I don't care if they want to be garbage collector. This one's going to happen to Menard right now. We're going to all move down. We get to be all this. We give you the forewarning. It's in Chester, Illinois, y'all. Hold on. We got the last few minutes. Sister Conrad, give me, I think it's a pass to David. Bring him, I think it's a 773 or 313. Bring him on. Give me 2 minutes with him. And I want that, Alicia, have that audio from here, your brother, ready. I want to close out with that. Margaret God said, when you go to bed, you should read a book. I want this to be our final thought. The testimony. Also, we're going to be talking about next week. I think I got some family members going to be calling in. Like down in Tennessee. What's going on? You're saying with some families down there. You're saying I always call in just now. So Pastor David, I think it's 312. What is it? No, my fault. 708. 708. Five or seven. Bring that in. Give me 2 minutes. Then Alicia, have that voice audio lock and low. I want to close out with you. Bring that Pastor David in real quick.
Grandma, can you give me that number again? Caller, press 1 to speak.
Huh? Yeah, press 1. Yeah, press 1, Pat. Yeah, press 1. Yeah, press 1.
Yeah, press 1. Yes, I press 1.
Yeah, press 1. 708. No. You own. It's another call. It's 708-567. You got to press 1 to get in. Press 1 to get in.
Good evening, everyone. Am I in now, Chairman?
You're in now, Pastor. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Listen, you know, it's always a pleasure to listen to the empowerment of my people. And special shout out to my brother, Chairman Fred. I'm going to get right to the point. I've heard a lot of interesting topics about all the things that's going on in our community, out of our community, but our community is also starved because we don't have the participation of our community. Just did a little research tonight about the Black Panther Party with the free breakfast program, and then I saw where one day it was 11, and it went from 11 to 20,000. Their objective was 100,000. Chairman Fred is highly notable. People love it and respect him, but there is no such thing as love without some type of accommodation. And as I've talked to him on numerous occasions about all the people that he helps, but who helps him? So I told him earlier that what we need to do, if we really say we love Chairman and his work, that we should take some type of opportunity to get monetarily indulged. Most preachers are trying to get something. I'm trying to give something. So I'm coming on Freedom Radio tonight to ask you that if you love Chairman Fred, that if 50 people would just pledge $50 a month, that's $2,500. A month at the end of the year is $30,000. That way you don't have to ask nobody for nothing. You don't have to try to find solutions. You have an economic engine. My mentor, the late, great Hal Baskin, told me that you need to, if you really want to care about your community, you invest in your community. I take it very personal, and I'm honored to know that I have somebody like Chairman Fred that I can call and get wise counsel. But he should also feel free that he does not have to solicit information, but I want to quote his words. It's inspiration, aspiration, and desperation. So tonight I'm using inspiration. There is no desperation. There has to be an aspiration. So if you would just commit to him, not me, because I commit to God. And whatever the Bible says, give, I'll give back, pressed down, shaken together. So if you really love the brother and love the work that he's doing and love the energy he puts behind it, that you should just take it upon yourself. I'm pledging 50 a month. Maybe somebody wants to pledge 1,000. That's all I wanted to say. But, Chairman, you hit me publicly. I'm committed to mine. You have no problem getting with me whenever you need something. Chairman, I met Chairman Fred through the late, great Harold Davis, Butt Naked Truth. And one thing about Harold, Harold would put his money where his mouth is. Some people put their mouth where their money is not. So if you really love this brother and the commitment of the Hampton House and all the things that he wants to do to empower people, Let's support him. Amen, and I'm done.
Yes, man, revolutionary love and appreciation. I don't mean to toot my own horn, man, but you had come on again. Thank you, Pastor David. We appreciate you, man. Revolutionary love and respect and appreciation, man. So yes, man, we honor and humble, man. Again, thank you for support. Right on. So we gonna follow up with that.
Free them all.
Give me you welcome to call anytime. Yeah, I ain't gonna follow up on it. I'll be out here, you know what I'm saying, doing it too. But we appreciate that. So, yeah, man, thank you, Pastor David, and a long live hell day.
Brother,
love respect. Hold on. Yes, indeed. So let people know how they can consider next time you call in too. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever you can do, follow, because I ain't gonna follow up on it. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna follow up on it. But I appreciate that though. Again, thank you, man. Real talk. Sister, give me that closing. Give me that audio. This is live. This is from Menard. Give me that. I want this to be on y'all's minds and heart. Give me that. Menard. Y'all just said, brothers, give me over here talking Menard, y'all. Every Wednesday, y'all make sure y'all subscribe to Kevin Fred Jr. on YouTube Live. You know what I'm saying? Again, man, shout out to everybody who called in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody all over, because those who didn't get to get in, stay in tune with us. Listen clearly. Listen, this is from Menard. Listen.
Okay.
Okay, now what you say? What's going on? What they
got to do with Menard? At gmail.com via PayPal. Kevin Fred Jr. at gmail.com. .com, via PayPal. Type that in for me, somebody. You need to type that in. JennaFredJr@gmail.com, PayPal. Thank you, sister. We appreciate that. Right on.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
We about to tune out. We thank you. Had it ready for me. Listen, they say have it played in the DM or something. Let's talk before the end so we can have it played clearer next week. I want you to have it played this week.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. We'll do, Terry. God bless you. Thank you for all you do. God bless you.
Man, God bless you. God bless y'all. Power to the people. Y'all keep y'all heads up as a thing. We're not gonna, I want to play about music today, y'all. I want y'all to figure, have y'all minds prepped for Minaj. Study what's going on in Minaj. Study the history of Minaj. You know what I'm saying? Tennessee called me this week, y'all. So they're going to have it all over.
Right
on. Georgia. You know, they're all over. Y'all keep y'all heads up as a thing, y'all. What's it called? Free them all, y'all. Let them stay.
Free them all.
We're going to take that out. The last thing we played is that right there from Minaj. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Tune in, same time, same station. Pastor David, everybody, man, love and appreciate y'all. Free them all.
Thank you.
Free them all.
God bless you, my brother. Free them all.
Free them all. Thank you. Free them all. Free them all. Oh, thank you, God.
Okay, any broadcast. This is the Juneteenth celebration over the Milwaukee at the Park District.
I think I've seen something like that. You know, no doubt.